Colombia holds a presidential election next month, and the frontrunner is a man who once took up arms to fight for a leftist revolution there. Gustavo Petro says he no longer believes in armed struggle, but he is still promising to shake up Colombian society. John Otis reports from Bogota.
Gustavo Petro has spent his whole life challenging Colombia's status quo. And to be sure, there's a lot that needs changing in a nation with 40% poverty and one of the world's largest gaps between rich and poor. In an interview with NPR, Petro said frustrated Colombians have had enough.
De continuar como vamos, el país entra, cae en un abismo.
If we continue along the same path, the country will fall into the abyss, he said, speaking on Zoom. Petro, who is 61, grew up in a mining town just north of Bogota, where he jumped into politics. But for decades, government repression, as well as a power-sharing pact between Colombia's traditional parties, made it extremely difficult for leftists like Petro to get elected. That's why, in 1978, Petro joined the M19. It was one of several Colombian rebel groups that formed in the wake of Fidel Castro's revolution in Cuba. Petro stockpiled weapons and helped organize guerrilla cells in cities and in the impoverished countryside.
Yo dormía en casas de campesinos, caminaba páramos, caminaba por comunidades indígenas, tenía un contacto.
I slept in the homes of poor farmers, he said in the interview. I hiked across mountains and indigenous reserves. I was in daily contact with poor people. All this, Petro says, made him a better politician once the M19 disarmed and formed a political party. I think a president should have these types of experiences, Petro told NPR. But for former M19 guerrillas, running for office was risky. This is a campaign spot for Carlos Pizarro. He was the M19's top commander who ran for president in 1990, but he was assassinated by an anti-communist gunman. When Petro tried his own hand at electoral politics, he surrounded himself with bodyguards and has been successful. He served nearly two decades in Colombia's Congress and, in 2011, was elected mayor of the capital, Bogota. Crime and poverty decreased, but his administration was chaotic, marked by a botched plan for garbage pickup that led to small mountains of trash in the streets. 4 years ago, Petro ran for president, but lost to conservative Iván Duque. However, President Duque is now deeply unpopular, mainly due to a sharp increase in poverty brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The government's lack of capacity to deal with a national emergency just left a lot of people angry and upset. And I think that's what gives Gustavo Petro a real chance.
That's Sergio Guzman, director of the consulting firm Columbia Risk Analysis. He notes that Petro stands to become Colombia's first ever left-wing president, and that has alarmed the country's business class. Petro has proposed raising taxes on the rich and printing money to pay for anti-poverty programs. To forge a greener economy, he pledges to stop all new oil exploration and replace the lost income with tourism. That, Guzman says, seems unrealistic.
Hydrocarbons account for close to 80% of Colombia's exports, and being able to substitute those incomes is going to be, in the short term, very difficult to accomplish.
Petro has also talked of declaring a temporary state of emergency to pass laws by decree. That prompted harsh criticism from Petro's main rival in the presidential race, Federico Gutierrez. In a televised debate, the right-wing Gutierrez compared Petro to socialist leaders in neighboring Venezuela who brought dictatorship and economic ruin to that country. He also warned that a Petro government would seize or expropriate private businesses, a claim Petro hotly denied in the debate.
¿En dónde he planteado expropiar?
No, hace rato, no, es que como has tenido ya como tres candidaturas.
Le voy a proponer los...
Rather than threatening democracy, Petro claims he would open up Colombian politics to new voices. One example is his running mate. Francia Márquez could become Colombia's first ever black vice president if the Petro ticket wins. The latest polls show Petro leading the seven other candidates. However, if no one wins a majority in the first round of balloting on May 29th, the two top vote-getters will meet in a June runoff. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.